By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
It would be very wonderful to just extend the love of Christ to someone by your left, by your right. Welcome that person in the name of the Lord. Put a smile on your face. With every form of exuberance and joy, let that person know you are glad that he or she is in church this morning. Let that person know that it's a privilege to know God and to be in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. How we're going to start this morning, as unto the Lord, is very beautiful. Just trying to come out of the house, he said, tell them to give me their own fellowship. To do what? So, the same way you will have woken up in the morning in court, remember? Devotion. Lord, here I am. Just to let you know I love you. Don't bind any devil. Just thank you for today. Thank you for June. It's unto you I've come, and I've come to offer myself. I love you. I celebrate you. He said, sing your song. Did you hear what I said, somebody? So there's no Levite coming to lead us. There's no Levite coming to give us ministration. As unto the Lord. Are you with me, people of God? Let me say this, it will help you. You know, when you're privileged to have spiritual adventures with some people who are crazy like you, or you want to go to somewhere in a mountain, an isolated place, and you may go there as three or four or five, say, hey, the next 5 hours we are coming to get back together, meaning to your tent, O Israel, and let's fellowship with God. I've done it twice or thrice, and look at the interesting thing. So we're going to have fun with God, and then we're going to come back with direction concerning a specific thing. Chai, trust what? Guess what? All of us said the same thing. And it was that, because the instruction was, make sure you write home. It's all that when you're hearing my home, you're now saying you to your head. Shege. Sando Sevara Tigaste. Do you understand where we're going to, beloved? Now you've come, and that's why I've always told you, especially on a Sunday morning like this when you didn't go to work, you have begun to stir up your spirit. You would have begun to get yourself soaked up for something strong as you appear before God. So while others are trying to warm the car, you are ready to go on gear 4 immediately. Then by the time the word now starts, you're M5, you have gone, you have flown. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So God said, I should tell you, because it's not my church, it's his church, that you give him your devotion this morning. For how long, man of God? I don't know. But he said, that's how we're going to start. Then he said, I'll tell you the next thing he said we should do. Is that okay? So in the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for this morning. Just to obey you is a delight. If this is what you want, that means this is what is required. With all our spirit and our heart and everything within us, we offer ourselves to you in devotion, in love expression. Thank you, Father. Amen. Go ahead, everybody. It will not be a time to be quiet. You can kneel, you can walk away from your position, you can lie flat, you can do anything, but just ensure that you are not quiet. It's a devotion to God. Remember, you are capturing a moment. You are capturing a thing
You are setting apart yourself for the month of June. You are committing June into his hands. So don't be careless, my beloved. Come before God. Don't forget to enter with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. It's a devotion. It's a devotion. It's a devotion. It's a devotion. Honor him, somebody.
with a love expression. Show your love to Him. Concentrate and focus on Him. You can't be loving two people at the same time. Focus on Him. Give it to Him.
Standing before you, see Jesus seated on the throne. Join the host of heaven to love Him. Nothing else matters, somebody, only Him. Fix your heart and your eyes upon the Lord. Love Him, somebody. Love Him, somebody. Rest in Him, somebody. Rest in Him, somebody. Rejoice in Him, somebody. Dance with Him. Romance Him. Embrace Him. It's a love affair. This is what we have been called onto. It's a love affair. This is what we stand for. It's a love affair. This is what He asked from us. This is the ultimate reason why He kept us on the earth after we were saved. It's a love affair.
We love you, Jesus. Ah, no, Siva.
He knows those that love Him. Are you among them? It's a choice. He knows those that reverence Him. Are you among them, beloved? It's a choice. Let it flow from a depth. Samahando yandoro boshina magena. Ulala
You are your word.
You're my everything. This is my devotion. You are. Yes.
Us to be. And thank you, Holy Spirit. It's all by your Spirit, by your power, that we can do this to you. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Right now, we're going to speak in tongues. He said to me, early minutes of yesterday first, he said, as you're speaking tongues this morning service, he said, your tongues will set and align everything to my will. And he said, as you do this, I will be God this month. David said, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Make it easy. You, Lord, chose my part and my cup. Who chose it? You make safe what is mine. The lines fell to me in a pleasing place. And you chose a part for me that is very pleasing. Yes, my part is really very beautiful. Passionate. Lord, I have chosen you alone as my inheritance. You are my price, my pleasure, and my portion. I leave my destiny and its timing in your hands. Your pleasant path leads me to pleasant places. I'm overwhelmed by the privileges that come with following you, for you have given me the best. David acknowledged that his life was all about God, his destiny was in his hand, God's hand, and then he said, the lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. And Isaiah said, Isaiah chapter 28 and from verse 1, he said, for line must be upon line. It's not one line, lines But this one must be for alignment and setting. For line must be upon line, line upon lines, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. He said, how? With a stammering lips and with another tongue has God communicated these lines that must bring lives into destiny and fulfillment. And he said, this is the rest and this is the refreshing wherein I have made my people to rest. And I remember during Word and Power Conference, we saw from Easy English verse 10 of that Isaiah 28. I was talking about tongues. Read everybody if you can. It's not turning sulfur. It's tongues. He said, as you do this, you bring yourself into a rest and to a refreshing. Drop your Bibles, drop your notes right now. He said, and I read again. Speaking tongues to set and align everything to my will. And he said, I will be God this month. Lift up your voice. Listen to me, sir. Listen to me. Listen to me. Who are you communicating to when you are speaking in tongues? You see, stop deceiving yourself. Even though, you see, you get to a point whereby you will not enjoy what you ought to enjoy. It's not about your standard, it's about his standard. Who are you? Do you understand? Hey, Okafo. When you are talking to me, I hope you know you have to concentrate. Do you understand? Especially when it's got to do with issues that's got to do with your life. Now, I'm not even looking at me as a man of God. Anything that has got of importance to you, what do you do with the person? You concentrate when you're talking. Do you understand? It shows you don't care. You concentrate when you're talking. So, do you understand? It's not about saying man of God. No, forget about that. Now, how much more him? Do you understand why you can't experience what you ought to have experienced in God? That's got nothing to do with a man of God. That's got nothing to do with your devotion. Can't you shut down those thoughts? The feelings that you came in, the emotional jargon that you brought into, the weariness and the pain into a new month that he said, the best of you. Did you read that scripture? He has prepared the best of you. He couldn't have brought you into a month if he doesn't have something in store. And he said, as you speak in tongues, sir, I can't guarantee tomorrow's tongues. But he said this one. Please understand, beloved, I had these 46 minutes into the beginning of the month. So I will have come yesterday to tell you. He said, no, on Sunday, this is what they must do for me. And as they do that, they align and set things. I've not come to please you, sir. I've come to tell you what he wants from you, so that you can please him and your life will be well pleasing to him. Lift up your voice, therefore, to the God of all spirits. Raise your voice and speak in tongues. It's for you, sir. It's for you, ma'am. You are setting things, you are aligning things, you are setting things, you are aligning things. You are setting things. You are aligning things. Somebody speaking thoughts. Shadabas, Sidabas. Etana da bala peritostia. Jepara da gaba lamba dita tena da tutite tema asta. Jabreko suto brigadaba ridos. Ila da vimba baba sidabalatoste. Let's set something on the atmosphere. Let's impact something in this place. Jabre tu kasirabando, errade bastika prendus, jetetete baasta, ashirabalalalalala manis, ashigarabalabalabalabalabalius, iyalalalalalalalabalabalius.
I'm not going to do it.
This is our moment. This is the moment for Ecclesia. God is about to do something new in the midst of his people. Shine it on the flesh. Shine it alive. Shine it on the adult. Shine it on the adult. Join your hands together. Join your hands connected. Join your hands as a family. Join your hands as a family. Connected. As a church. As a movement. We are alive. We set ourselves for what God is doing. In the month of June, we set ourselves for what God will have us do. In the month of June, we are alive to his will. None shall be lost. None shall be made. Nothing shall be deprived. Nothing shall be delayed. The will of God shall come to pass. The counsel of heaven shall be fulfilled. The agenda of God shall not falter. His purpose shall not fall to the ground. His promises shall find expression. His might to us shall be revealed. His glory shall be seen. His light shall shine upon us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. May I ask, therefore, if you still can keep those hands connected, please let's go on our knees together. Make sure the hand is connected. This is a family. This is a movement. Father, we have come just as you called us, by privilege, to appear before you. In this month of June 2019, you that knows all things and sees all things, we have come just as we are, as your lovers, to hand over the month into your hands. We will not claim ownership of our lives. We will not claim expertise of the events of our destiny. We have admitted again and again that you call the shots over our lives and all our fears. We have placed you consciously at the center of our life, that you become the core of our existence the hope of our heart. That you continually become our priority. And everything about us is gleaned on you. Therefore, this month, O God, which happens to be the 33rd month for the existence of this movement, Master, have your way in us. Those ends that are connected, keep it up. Master, do your will in us. Master, this month for us as a family, only your counsel will stand. Master, let it be that as the lines that have been falling onto us in pleasant places, let it be for the fulfillment of our destinies. Therefore, none of us will be corrupted. None of us will be assaulted. None of us will be disgraced. None of us will lose anything. You have brought us thus far by faith. Therefore, by faith in your name, the month of June will live to fulfill. Will live to accomplishment. Will live to perfection. In the name of Jesus. For all our children in the children department, and our pre-teenagers in the pre-teens department, and all our teenagers, our youths, our married blessed homes, our elders, our singles, every one of us, our pregnant ones, even the babies in the womb, this month we will live to please you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Our hearts are open more to know more about you this month as we live our lives for your glory. God of light and glory, into your hands we have handed over the month of June 2019. Therefore, as we rise on our feet, we rejoice in you, the living God, the Most High God. We rejoice in you. Somebody lift up your voice and rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, 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 rejoice again, I say. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice again, I say. Rejoice, celebrate. Celebrate the month of June 2019. Rejoice in Him. Thank you, Father. You know, when the lines are falling onto you in pleasant places, only sounds of joy and rejoicing must be heard. When you read Isaiah chapter 60, King James, if you can, he said, hey, violence and destruction shall be far from you. So you can take it from that verse 19 and then we'll go on like that. He said, do you understand? He said, your borders, no evil. He said, your gates shall be called praise. Your borders will be filled with joy. He said, why? A little one shall become a thousand. And a small one shall become a strong nation. I, the Lord, La Tabaye, Fanda, Passe, Tosta, will hasten it in his time. This month is your time. In this season of refreshing, I decree this month is your time. Now walk to seven people and tell them, congratulations, this month is my time. Congratulations, this month is my time. Congratulations, this month is my time. Be specific, be loud, be loud. You are saying it in his presence. He's endorsing it right now.
You are saying it in his presence. He's affirming it right now. You are declaring this in his presence. He's watching over his word. He's not a liar, my brother. He's not a player, my brother. You are saying it. It's bringing it to pass. Somebody get excited. Get excited. Get excited. Get excited. Get excited. Get excited in the Lord.
You know, for that man and that woman, that must be excited in God, he suggests he's not asking God to do anything again in June. The end of June has been declared already. Are you with me, somebody? So, your excitement does not gain its strength from what he is to do. Your excitement vetoes on what he has done. So, because you know June 30th already, show your excitement in June 2nd. Somebody! 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 Get excited in the Lord your God. Hey! Look at your neighbor and say, hey! Look at the next one, say, hey! Look at yourself, hey, 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 hey! Good. Give Jesus your big hand of praise. Please, you may be seated. Good morning, everybody! Woo! Glory to God. The month of June 2019 for us is the month of... Before I tell you, what began the live series? What was the month of February? Close your notes. Gang, gang. Wait. Potter's Church. Potter. Stand up. Potter's Church. Where's Potter's Church? Stand up. Which other Potter's Church is available? Good. Stay by those doors. So immediately I ask you, you miss it, you just be going. Dr. Henry, stop looking at your notes now. This is face me. What was the month we began the live series? What was the month of February about? The what? I like that. Someone said overcoming life. I'll never say, yeah, overcoming. You got it. Month of March. What was it about? The what? Who said empowered life? I clap for you. Month of May. Month of May. What? I said month of May. Someone said May. Devoted life. Month of April. Christ life. Wonderful. Let's give Jesus a big hand together. Okay. Month of June. Since you know all of them, go ahead. Life. The month of June is the fulfilled life. The fulfilled life. We're going to begin something strong this morning. I'm going to beg you. Concentrate. If your eyes wants to close, say you better stop it. Destiny is at stake. Just use style and stand up. Let me look up before you write. Secretaries, look up. If your eyes want to close, just stand up. Shakabaya. So it's as if something entered you. Just use style and just stand and write. Because do you understand? I need, you see, I've told you again and again,
I tried to be a pastor, but I'm not. I can't. Because he is the pastor, not two pastors. So I'm just a messenger. So I'll just communicate to you what he's asking of you. And especially when this becomes the beginning, so it becomes very essential that you get in detail what God. But have you know and have you live out? The anchor scripture, Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 said, "You are complete in Him." Hush. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Just the thought of that. I'm complete in Him. Hey, I'm complete in Him. I'm not complete in any situation. I'm not complete by anyone. So for the single, it is not when you are married that you are complete. For the one seeking job, it's not when you have job that you are complete. You are complete in who? Now the version he gave is Message from verse 9, sir, to verse 10. So that's the anchor scripture. Colossians chapter 2 from verse 9 to verse 10, Message translation. I won't forget this. I want to appreciate life givers all through last weekend. That's last weekend. The sacrifice and your commitment. Thank you. Everything of God gets expressed in louder, loud. In who? In Christ. How many things? You see, when the Word of God is communicated to you, when you are reading the Word of God, remember Kata Lambano, see yourself in His expression. You must learn how to appropriate God's Word, because it's not Bible quiz you are preparing for. It's not memory verse you are trying to attain or to prove to someone that you are a scholar in the word. Do you understand? See God's word. Everything of God gets expressed in Christ. So you can see and hear Him clearly. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without Him. Take note of that. The fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without Him. When you come to Him, that fullness comes together for you too. Someone should say amen. Amen. These are scriptures that have been fulfilled. All we do is to bring it into working out that word to find expression in us in the full. When you come to Him, that fullness comes together for you. His power extends over everything that has to do with you. Wife, husband, children, job, future, career, endeavors, assets, grandchildren, academics, marriage, everything. Three thoughts we'll begin with before I begin to define what the fulfilled life is all about. Is that okay? And I give you the instruction of what God said I should tell you for the month of June. Number one, and there are questions again for the past 2 days that we've from one question to another, which you must answer yourself. Who gives fulfillment in life? Who gives fulfillment in life? Who gives fulfillment in life? For you are complete in Him. Colossians chapter 2 verse 10. King James, sir. Now, take note of this and get ready to write and establish this. The word we're looking in here is complete. Read that scripture together with me. Loud, everybody wants to go. So we're talking about Christ. He said, you are complete in Him. Complete. Think, sir. So my completion is in Him, not in anyone. Not in what I have, what I don't have. Not in what I lost, what has gone. My completeness is in what? Who? Him. Not in what I want to attain. My fulfillment is in Him. Now, the word complete is a Greek word called plero. That's the word. Write it, please. Our students, disciple us, followers of Christ, who understands things in light, because it has been given to us to know so we can show. The word complete is the Greek word plero. Have you written that? What does it mean? Follow me carefully, sir. You see, friends, look up, sir. Look up. Before we look at what it means. Look up. You see, when you settle with a scripture and you decide to let the light of that scripture flood you, it's called fortizo, flood you, that there's no place for darkness, you do well by that scripture. How much more when you know so much? The point is this. It is not as strong as much as I've read. You know, I've told you, to the glory of God, I've not read from Genesis to Revelation. I desire to, but it has not been given to me yet. But you know that this man is sound. So where does he get his knowledge from? It is more of settling with a scripture and knowing the fullness of God's thoughts and let that scripture produce for you. Plero. I am complete in Him. So the government of Nigeria cannot make me incomplete. No school, no educational system can determine my completeness. We'll soon see the meaning of that plero, so you can't be excited. So no plenty of children, which I have, do you understand, can now bring me to a point of saying that I am fulfilled. No wife can now get me excited that I'm fulfilled. No ministry work. So, oh my God, oh my God, in less than 3 years, see church, can get me to a point whereby I'm fulfilled. Follow me. Nothing, no one, no circumstance, no income, no flow, no connection can bring me to a point that I'm fulfilled. I'm fulfilled in Him alone. He doesn't need anybody to bring that fulfillment. You are complete in Him. Complete. What does plero mean? Seven things. Show them, sir. Please start writing, beloved. The word plero simply means to make full. Hush. To fill up. That is to fill to the full. full of field. Hamahaske bones adinos. Shivara tekadaba. Meaning no fulfillment in any other than Him. Number two, it means to cause to abound, to furnish, to flow liberally. It means an overflowing life. Oh my God. You are complete in Him. Number three, it means to feel to the top. Hasha, yes. To feel to the top. When something is filled to the top, nothing else is added to fill it again. So that nothing can be wanting. To fill to the brim. Ah, yes. Thank you, Master. Number four. It means to make complete. And then how can so a believer say, I'm not complete? How? How can you say you are not complete? I'm not complete. How could you get there? Do you know what Christ has done in your life? It means to complete, to render perfect. My God. You have been rendered perfect in Him. Someone shout amen. Amen. To render perfect. Number five. To carry through the end. Number five. To carry through the end. Meaning you don't stop a thing and start a thing and stop. To accomplish, to carry out. You are an undertaker. Anything you start, you finish. Because there's someone that is in you. You are complete in Him. Do you understand, beloved? Everything you do works. Everything you do answers. Do you understand, Richard? This is the life you live out. We are to live it out. You are complete in Him. Except you didn't start it. But if you start it, you get it done. Except God now says stop. But you don't stop because there's no way out. Come on, ease. You're complete in Him. So you can't live a life of failure because there's no room for failing in your life. Number six. To carry into effect. Bring to realization. That is to be a result-oriented personality. You always generate results. You don't just start. You don't just undertake anything. You generate results. Results always happen. Result always come to pass. You always get things done. You always bring things to pass. You always produce. You never fail. And number seven, to cause God's will to receive fulfillment. My God. To cause God's will to receive fulfillment. God's counsel over your life shall stand. And I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, your purpose for being on this earth at this time shall be fulfilled. Esther said you didn't know that we were brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. I decree in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Kairos, everyone's timing on the earth shall produce impact and effects in Jesus' name. Your life will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who brings fulfillment? Who gives fulfillment? Who puts fulfillment on your life? Number two, second thought. What makes for fulfillment in life? What makes for fulfillment in life? Let's talk about that. What makes for fulfillment in life? Look over everybody, please. What makes for fulfillment in life? For instance, the one that is looking for a job. If I get that job, I'll be fulfilled. That's what they say. Could that be true? Is there any job that can bring fulfillment? Please think. Someone said in my qualification, I've been desiring to do my PhD. I clap for you. So after you're through with the PhD, is that what will give you fulfillment? And that person is saying, I married twice. I'm believing God, this third time I'm going to settle. I'm going to get it. This time I'll be fulfilled. Could marriage be fulfillment? And that person is saying, Lord, the same way you give this man plenty children, I want plenty children. I'm not satisfied with one. And that person is saying, Lord, I've stayed so long in this marriage. Please give me a child. And if you ask those that have been believing God for the fruit of the womb, when they have the first child, every other thing relaxed. By the time they have second, just to let you know, it couldn't have been. What makes for fulfillment in life? One of those times I've said before, the most successful people in the New Testament were men who never got married. True or false? Paul was even saying, don't even get married. If you want to seek my advice, don't get married. What a statement. He's on his own. John lived in the wilderness. He said, I'm the voice that cries. Jesus said, of all men born of a woman, no one greater than John on earth. Meaning, are you telling me John must be greater than Abraham, David, Joseph, Job, Daniel? And then we're talking about Daniel, who was a politician. Job, who was a stark businessman. Abraham, who was an herdsman. David, who was a king, a prophet, and a priest. Joseph, who was a prime minister. What? Men at the prime, at the peak of their endeavors. You said that there's none greater than this John. All of them are behind him. And that John was not married. And then talking about the main man, Jesus himself. He lived 33 years on earth. 2,000 years after you talk about him. He didn't come as a son of God. He came as a son of man. He was born of a woman. He drank breast milk very well. They were not selling naan in his time. There was no Pampers. Jesus queued to go to toilet. He trekked like you. He slept very well. To the point that when the storm was raging the boat, he was still sound asleep. He was in pain and he shed tears. He was hungry to the point that he cursed the fig tree. He was accused, assaulted, insulted, criminalized. But he didn't tell us his fulfillment was in any other thing. Could it be account, money? If my salary moved to this level, I'll be happier. How, sir? Why should your life be that? Have you not seen, sir, the the more the money, the more the problem. The more the money, the more the responsibility. The more the money, the more the greed. When you were collecting less money, you were giving tithe. When you started collecting more and more streams of channel, the last time you gave tithe is gone. We're not going to talk about that here. So what could bring fulfillment into a man's life? For those of us that have centered our lives around our children, they make me happy. They make me happy. 15 years, they grow. They go. Are you now going to say they must stay at home? Nobody can bring fulfillment except Him. Nothing else except Him. Someone sent a certificate. I promise you, my certificate. If I've not been happy that I didn't go to school. If I go to school, I'll be happier. Who told you? Who told you? Where did you get that theory from? We've seen those that went to school and they were never happy. A great man of God, Bishop David Odonkwu, said one of those times they brought a very young man from Harvard University, first class. But he came, tongue, saliva, spittle everywhere. He has the qualification, he has lost his mind because there was no Christ. What are you really looking for? Hey, don't get it wrong, brother. Don't get it messed up, sister. I'm not talking about that it's not good to get married. I'm not talking about it's not good to have children. I'm not talking about it's not good to have qualifications or to have possessions. But that is not fulfillment. Or should we talk about those that even started school and then they were dropped out of school and they became great nevertheless in life? So where did you get your theory from? Don't let the blood of Christ be wasted. He saved you for a purpose. You're complete in Him. Could your life be hinged on food? If I eat fried rice and chicken today, my jaw will be full. What if it's gari and granola that you will eat? Are you now going to determine your moment by that? What could bring fulfillment? If I join the Levites, God, I will sing heaven down. Could that be fulfillment? You've missed it. It couldn't be. It can't be. It will never be. It was not ordained by God to be. I'm waiting for them to ordain me as a pastor. Ah. When I hear that name, Pastor Jekuradu, hey, I feel God. Ask some of them. They are looking for who to give pastors to. Their title is available at the door. Collect it and go. It's free. Thank you, sir. Get yourself satisfied in Christ. Yourself to be fulfilled in Christ. There's no better fulfillment than this. How can a relationship determine your moment? He broke my heart. He broke my heart. And see what you've just told us. He broke your heart because right in that heart is Christ. So he broke Christ. So the Christ in you is broken. And because He broke your heart, your world has come to an end. Where does fulfillment lies? Number three thought. What are the measures for fulfillment in life? What could we say a man should have if he says fulfilled? This man is fulfilled. And that's the world system. And we bring it into the Christian faith. And someone, thank God for cars you are all having. And someone comes with a new car, you are fulfilled, though. My brother, you are fulfilled now. In fact, you are just fulfilled because of car. And then you are trekking up with your child by your side. You are feeling bad. And your child is already putting you under pressure. See that uncle's car. Daddy, why is your life like this? Do you know why your child would say that to you? Because that is who you are. You are never fulfilled. You are never satisfied. I'm designing a day where God will say, this one more car left, give it out. I trust me, sir. We'll finish service and those five children will be by my side. Let's go. None of you will carry them except I taxify. It's not pride. It's a sense of fulfillment. You now attach your whole family to someone else. Shh. And you don't know, sir, you are dropping seeds that your children will grow into it. They will never be satisfied. They will always be looking at other people's own. I prefer these people's house than our own house. So before you know it, your children will start getting wayward when they grow up. They will never be at home. Sir, you see, so some things we talk about the devil. It's not the devil. You just get satisfied in God. I remember when there was nothing as a pastor. So I'll tell Samish, hey, let's go, man. Let's go Elio. So that nobody would pick us on the road. With joy and gladness. Go early. And she was pregnant for awesome. Let's go. Glory to God. Just go. Not that. Hello. Pick us. Pick us. You just have to pick us. We're suffering. What are the measures, the yardstick for fulfillment in life? Is it acquisition or attainment or achievement? Did you hear what Jesus said? The life of a man does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Luke chapter 12. Let's go. Verse 15. And then you see people. I love cars. It's my dream car. You dream of cars? What? Sir, I love dresses. My dream dress. And one woman just walks into church with that dream dress. Two things. You are angry. You are jealous. And then you begin to go, I like this dress on you. It's not that, hey, the glory of God is all around you, you are blessed. I like this dress on you. Where did you get it from? Can you help me get the same? Because you are very, very covetous. What is the yardstick for fulfillment? Look at that scripture. Thank you, sir. And he said unto them, take heed, beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Give me a message, sir. Give me TLB if you can. Speaking to the people, he went on, take care, protect yourself against the least bit of greed. Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot. Thank you, sir. TLB, sir, the Living Bible. Beware! Don't always be wishing for what you don't have. I wish my husband, God can promote him. Oh God, promote my husband. so that they will know we serve the living God. So that they won't say, where is my God? So that we can buy a new microwave, because your life is centered on microwave. Do you understand? Don't wish. For real life and real living are not related to how rich we are. What could be? What is the measuring standard for success? It's finding your purpose in Christ. Write that down. What's the measuring standard for fulfillment? It's finding your purpose in Christ. It can be money, my brother. It can be anything, my brother. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's finding your purpose in Christ. What then is a fulfilled life? Number one. What then is the fulfilled life? Number one. The Jesus-centered life. The Jesus-centered life, that is a life that derives its fulfillment, its joy, and its hope in Christ. Because in Him you live and move and have your being. Acts chapter 17 and verse 28. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. I'm going to say a message the next 3-4 scriptures. Is that okay, sir? Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. The Bible said Christ is in charge of it all. Has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules your life. Someone say amen. The Jesus-centered life. He holds the core of your life. He holds the hub of your heart. It defines your fulfillment. Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 message, sir. Oh, shada-ba-da-da. At the center of it all, who do you see? Now look at that scripture. Before you know it, a sense of God's oneness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Remember on Friday, we said, God said to us, that whosoever holds the center of your life, whatever holds the center of your life, determines your fear or your peace. I tell you, said on Friday, you can't actually have Christ at the center of your life and be afraid. It's not possible. The proof that you are afraid over some situation, immediately it happens, it shows who is at the center of your life. He said, hey, be of good cheer. In the world, there is fear. There is concern, there is tribulation. In me, there is peace. John 16:33, Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou shalt keep in perfect peace, whose heart is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Verse 4, he said, hey, you trust in the Lord forever. It's Jehovah. Trust in Him. Trust in the Lord forever. That's where your strength lies. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1, sir. Message translation. So my dear Christian friends, companions in following this call to the heights, take a good hard look at Jesus. He is the centerpiece of everything we believe. Glory to God. The centerpiece of everything we believe. hard look at Jesus. How did he live? What does he stand for? What does he represent? It brings fulfillment. It brings joy. Do you understand? Get God, get Christ to rule your choice, to rule your drive. Get things off your life. They are part of the package, they will come. But don't get them to become the core of your existence. Let Christ be. Don't drive yourself, drive your family, drive your partner to the point whereby you must prove you're a man. Do this thing. Men like you make this happen for their family. No. No, sir. Don't let your children drive you to hell because they want you to buy this same bag that same person has. Don't set wrong precedents for your children. You saw someone else's water bottle and your child said he likes the water bottle, and you know you don't have the privilege to get the water bottle for your child, and you say, I'm going to get it for you. To prove what? Young marriages, stop looking at old marriages and want to be like these people. So you start driving yourself to run after nonsense that will not last. Find your fulfillment in Christ. In Christ alone, your hope is found. Nothing else. Nothing else. Number two. What is the fulfilled life? A satisfied life. It is a satisfied life. Psalm 49, sir, from verse 16 to verse 20. Good news, sir. Psalm 49, 16 to 20. Good news. Look up, everybody. Don't be upset when someone becomes rich. When his wealth grows even greater. You know it's very important that these things have been written even before we existed. Because God had known that men would live this kind of life. Interestingly, it's actually in church that people make such a thing. See now. They got a new car. Only God knows where they got it from. And someone you used to greet, you used to love before, you made the person ask car, you don't have car. You won't be telling your children, stay away. Blood money. You are sick. Do you understand people's mindset? And his scripture is too complete. Go back, sir. Verse 16. Don't be upset when someone becomes rich, when his wealth grows even greater. Yes, sir. Thank you. He cannot take it with him when he dies. True or false? His wealth will not go with him to the grave. True or false? Go on, sir. Even if someone is satisfied with this life and is praised because he is successful. Sir, did you get that? So, I made it. I've done well. I'm able to say, Ranka Dede. He won't still take anything. Go on, sir. He will join all his ancestors in death. Where the darkness lasts forever. Our greatness cannot keep us from death. We will die You'll still die like the animals. How true. That's why you must find your satisfaction in Christ. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Good news again. I think I'm enjoying that. Learn to be contented. Keep your lives free from the love of money. And become satisfied with what you have. For God has said, read, what did he say? Loud. I will not leave you. So what is it? Proverbs 21 verse 17. King James, sir. The Bible said, he that loveth pleasure will be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall never be rich. Learn to hear me, hear this. Learn to find your joy in Christ, not in anything. Do you understand? Not in anything. Has this happened to you before? Look up, everybody. And then maybe someone gives you a very special gift. For me, thank you. And then you spend the whole night checking that thing. And then even when you sleep, you wake up small. Just you've lost it. You suddenly started finding pleasure. Or you just bought a new car. Even 3 a.m. You that don't do all night, 3 a.m. just come out. I remember when I can boldly say I saw 505 from my dad first. Does it tell you how blessed he was? 1989, that 505 was, you can imagine using 505 now, you'll be sick. 505. And this man went to buy it in Pan. You know Pan? That's where they produced Peugeot cars itself. And then got home. I saw Tiaroba first also. So nylon removed. Every night my father can't sleep. Looking at the car. Then guess what? Every other person will wash. That one, don't wash. So there's a special soap. There's a special. He literally kept the towel to clean it in his cupboard. Guess what? It had accident. For months, he couldn't recover. This one that you see, things get you excited. Oh, the girls. Oh, for me, oh God, you just like spoiling me. You are spoiled, Otis Bajera. Something is wrong with you. You just always go. Give me that scripture. What's the last scripture? Message it for me. Message it. Do you understand? Stop. Are you with me, sir? And when last did you say, oh Jesus, oh, you just too much, you are my fulfillment, you are my satisfaction? See, read. Yeah, read. One to go. What an empty life. The pursuit of pleasure is never satisfied. You know what they call thrills? Something that gets you excited. ShopRite. Take me out. When last did you say, Jesus, take me out on the worship? That's where your fulfillment lies. So, do you understand? If our hope is in this world, we have all men most miserable. So you center your life on what is not valuable. That's why your life has lost value. Because he that gives value, you've diminished him. You've laid him aside. There's nothing wrong in enjoying. Please get it. You need to enjoy, because the Bible said it gave it the power to enjoy. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. You need to enjoy. It's beautiful to enjoy. But hey! In the midst of that, understand that your enjoyment, your fulfillment, your pleasure is in Christ alone. Stop getting too desperate for this, desperate for that. If I don't have this, how will I survive? Do you understand?
Number three. What is the fulfilled life? A contented life. A contented life. 1 Timothy chapter 6, from verse 6 to verse 10. The Bible said, godliness with contentment is great gain. Go on, sir. Let's enjoy this. If you're finished writing, let's enjoy this together, beloved. Now, read from verse 6. Thank you, sir. So we're going to go to verse 10. Is that okay? Let's read. Want to go? With contentment is great gain. Verse 7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we carry nothing out. Yes, sir. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Yes, sir. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and artful lusts, which drew men into destruction and perdition. Verse 10, therefore. Want to go? For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have heard from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Message it, verse 6, for me. Or any other one. Okay. Thank you. Read, somebody. A devout life does bring wealth, and but it's the rich simplicity of being yourself. Shh. Do you understand? Being yourself before God is actually what brings contentment and fulfillment. That's what they're saying here. Oh God, oh God, oh God, why is our life like this? Turn our life around. Relax. 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 Please relax. So you won't drive yourself into what is not necessary. That scripture said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Message that to verse 10, if you can. Thank you. Lust for money brings trouble and nothing but trouble. Going down that path, some lose their footing in the faith completely and live to regret it bitterly ever after. You won't regret. Yeah. That amen is not good. Yeah. Contented life. Please be. All right. Number four. Sira Bahasha. Impactful life. Impactful life. Your life is not about yourself. Your life is about an overflowing to others. The beauty of everyone's life is when it begins to impact other people's life with good, with blessing. Being a blessing to humanity is the greatest joy you can derive in Christ. Impactful life. Paul was speaking. He said, hey, one of the things you must do, ready to communicate, willing to distribute, enriching others. It brings impact. It brings fulfillment. 1 Timothy chapter 6, from verse 17 to verse 19. Solomon said, labor not to be rich, cease from your own works. Proverbs 23, verse 4. Said it before. If the scripture says labor not to be rich, then what do you labor to? Labor to enrich others. Impactful life. Impact lives. Let that be your joy. Impact lives. Let your life be like a river that flows, ever fresh, overflowing.
Let your life overflow. Let your life make a statement. Let your life bring comfort and soothness to someone. Impactful life. Psalm 22 verse 26. You have the passion, sir. Look at this. Whose life are you touching? Now, look at this, somebody. I will invite the poor and broken. And they will come and eat until what? Bring Yahweh praise. And you will find Him. Your hearts will overflow with life forever. Do you understand? Understand the flow. Understand the flow. You get set 27, sir. Now understand the flow. I will satisfy, invite the poor, take care of the broken, so they become filled. Are you with me? And satisfied. He said this will bring praise to God, and it will make you to find God. He said your heart then will overflow with life. So do you understand? It brings your life out. It's an impactful life. It's an enriched life. Give me 27, sir. From the four corners of the earth, people of the world will remember and return to the Lord. Every nation will come and worship Him because of you. Impactful life. Are you with me, somebody? Impactful life. Let your life make a statement. See to the wiping of tears of someone. See to the joy that overflows over a community, over a people. Number five. An accomplished life. Sira Mahasha. You'll be fulfilled. I say it again in the name of Jesus. You'll be fulfilled. You know, look up everybody as we look at this. When someone say, I'm not fulfilled, something is wrong. Did you hear what I said? When someone says, I'm not fulfilled, something is wrong. And the first thing for me is to do a spiritual x-ray. Because you need to bring everything into perspective, and then we need to be sure what's your priority. So it's a strong statement to say you are not fulfilled. Are you with me, somebody? Because fulfillment can never be derived from anyone except Him. Maybe you look for another word to say, but not you are not fulfilled. To say you are not fulfilled as a believer is an insult on your redemption, which means Christ did not do enough, which suggests that whatever He did is not strong enough for you personally. It's inferior to what you want to see in life. Think about it. An accomplished life. An accomplished life here, please take note, is a joyful life. Because we're not talking about the world's accomplishment. An accomplished life is a joyful life, a cheering life, a comforting life, an encouraging life, a heartwarming life, a gladdening life. That's what Peter said, joy unspeakable, full of glory, because of Christ that you see, that is in you, that you believe. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, nothing else. He said, by that you experience the salvation of your soul. Verse 9. An accomplished life is not talking about a demoralized life. You can never be depressed, not be discouraged, not be discontented, not be dispirited or disheartened. Because of all that Christ has done, and because it derives his satisfaction and his fullness in Christ, so it becomes accomplished.
joy always, even when things are not happening the way they ought to be. There's so much joy. It's not tied to anything. It's an accomplished life. And when, hear me, sir, and when you begin to understand this and allow this to soak into your spirit, you walk out into anything in life and you produce. An accomplished life will always do well in any assignment. You produce. I need you to get this, friends. You produce. It can only be gotten in Christ. It's an accomplished life. There's no life. Listen to me, somebody. There's no life of any unbeliever that should get you excited. There's none, sir. There's none. I really desire you to get this. Are you aware, sir, that what they are looking for in the world, you have? Are you aware? Are you aware? Are you aware, sir? Despite you don't have what they have, but what they are looking for, you have. Do you know that? We're going to pray. But let me do something for you. I'm going to show you something right now. I got this extract from just about 6-7 years ago on my study about the richest men in the world in 1823 thereof. We're going to read their lives and how they ended their lives. For someone to understand that you can't go the way they went. For someone to get satisfied and fulfilled in God. For someone not to allow the devil whisper error and ill into his own heart. For someone to understand that if you can't find fulfillment in Christ, then something is wrong somehow. Nothing, no one can bring you fulfillment. The person may give you a temporary excitement, not fulfillment. They are two different things. In Christ, when those things come, you are settled. But look at this. Thank you for a smart job thus far. Now, see, no, go back. Read. What did I put there? Right. Get it. How the what? How they blew it. All right. In 1923, nine of the wealthiest people in the world met at the Chicago Hedge Water Beach Hotel. Oh my God, it's sounding nice. Huh? Their combined wealth is estimated to have exceeded the wealth of the government of which country? Not Somalia. Not Nigeria. At that time, this man certainly knew how to make a living and accumulate wealth. Thank you, sir. Go ahead. Attending that meeting were the following men. Number one, read, everybody. The president of the largest steel company in the world. Woo! And steel is a raw material that everybody uses. Shege. Carlos. Number two. The president of the largest utility in the world. Everything. Number three. Number four. Hush. Can you see these are big boys? What a fellowship that day. What a meeting. What a summit. Number five. The president of the bank. Number six, which speculator, that is they do investment, so they stock things and then they use it to speculate so that they can get profit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh, it's happening there. I like that, I like that. And wheat was the order of the day. That was one of the most productive raw material. Are you with me, somebody? And then they just begin to use it, sell from one country, from one like that. And then it's the president of the largest wheat speculator. Number seven. Big boy. The bear. Number eight. That was the president reigning then, Hadley. He's a member of that cabinet and he was extremely rich, even richer than the president. He would miss somebody. Number nine. Ooh. You know, world largest monopoly. For instance, in Nigeria, the economy is monopolized by one man, Dangote. Did you get that? So I'm trying to give you a picture of that ninth man. The world largest monopoly, that is. There's virtually anything that doesn't find its way through Dangote, one way or the other. One way or the other. Are you getting me, somebody? So you understand. So this man was the head of the world largest. One man. Everything in his pocket. Of course, that was a pretty and a great impressive lineup. 25 years after. 20 what? So we're talking about 1923. 25 years after, 48. 25 years after, follow. Follow, sir. Please follow and settle with Christ. The president of the largest steel company, that is Better or Steel Company, his name is what? Charles M. Schwab. Lived on borrowed capital for 5 years before he died bankrupt. Number two, everybody, read. The president of the largest utility company, Solomon Insull, died penniless. 25 years before, they were the richest in the world. What are you looking for? Number three, the president of the largest gas company, Howard Hobson, went gaga insane. Number four, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, Richard Whitney, was sent to jail. Number five, the president of the Bank of the International Settlement, Leon Fassar, committed suicide after all the money. There was still no fulfillment. We'll look at that next week. You know, that rich fool. Jesus called it a stupid rich fool. Say, oh my God, I've gotten all these things. My soul rest, enjoy. Say, he, you will kill you. Number six, the world speculator Arthur Cotton, one of the greatest commodity trader, died silent. Nothing. Desolate. Alone, empty, dead, lost his mind, lost everything, insolent. Number seven, read. The greatest bear on Wall Street, Jesse Livermore, committed suicide. So whatever that is happening in the world right now, it had always been so. Number eight, the member of the United States President's Cabinet, Herbert Ford, was pardoned from jail so that he can be able to go home and die in peace. Number nine. Big boy. Albert Koroga committed suicide. Look at this. They look so sweet, but the end is always bitter. When they forgot, what they forgot was how to live. How to make life. What they forgot was what? How to make life while they were busy on how to make money. This can only be found in who? Christ. I wrote this poem. Read. One to go. No, no, sir. No, sir. That can be. Read loud. One to go. Read. Those who live for self, hands are slaves. Read on. Those who live for money, ends as a thief. Those who live for others, hence as leaders. And those who live for God, hence as great. Go on, sir. Read, everybody. It is great to have money, but great for money to have you. Living for money is the highway to mourning. Living for God. Gold is the highway to destruction. Living for God is the highway to distinction. What's your choice? See what that scripture said. Therefore, that's Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 4. Said, therefore, labor not to be rich, but labor to enrich the kingdom. Do you understand? With your givings, saving of lives, labor to enrich others. Read. That's the scripture. Now, see what he said. Verse 5 now said, he said, will thou set thy eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle to heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, our hope is in Christ, not in this world. Because nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Nothing in this world, nothing in this world will satisfy. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. One more time. Nothing in this world, nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Your presence, your presence is heaven to me. Your presence Place your two hands on your tummy right now in that seated position. Speaking tongues. Speaking tongues over your lives. Speaking tongues over your lives. Shekabadi and dadas. Sidabahasi gadabahanda dadabada. Shidabahasi gadabalate and dakate de damaska. It's over your life, somebody. You will not be victims of circumstances. In the name of Jesus. You will not be victims of circumstances. In the name of Jesus. You will not live your life in regrets and pity. Christ is your plero. In Him you find joy and satisfaction. Christ in you, the hope of a great tomorrow. Speaking tongues, somebody. Shigaraba. Rade posi ketere abaye baradagaya tadadaba. Speaking tongues. Sigabaye katadi andadabaye borete badis. Sirema sigayabaya pariatandi atadabaska. Regade bele 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 tolo venamaniaske dabandos. Regate le baladia nananananania tadadadadada. Sigarabaye kerete de de bodo borete ketere daba. Ishere da 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 mado sigela dayata. Irato sigerete ketele getem boroto masi damande. Speaking tongues over your life. 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 Shikasite te vitande dayata. The hand of the wicked shall not lay hold on you. The grief for greed shall not lay hold over you. The desire for the things of this world shall not lay hold over you. Your life, shakalantela, shall be just as Christ has said. Your life shall produce just as Christ has declared. Your life shall not be lost. Your life shall not be aborted. Your life shall not be assaulted. Your life shall not lose its taste. Your life shall not lose its alignment. Your life shall not lose its color. in the name of Jesus. Whatever has become of that weekend over you this day, losing its grip, 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 he's losing its grip, he's losing its grip of you in the name of Jesus. Your life is not for mess, it's not for downwardness, it's not for regret. You will live well, you will live strong, you will live a fulfilled life, you will live a complete life, you will live an accomplished life, a contented life, a satisfied life, an enriched life, an empowered life, a loved life in the name of Jesus. You will be joyful in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of God over you. Nothing will depress you. Nothing will discourage you. Nothing will deprive you. In the name of Jesus. Regevayesa. Iselemanesa. Sinamayeva rataka. Seketelelemo. Rise your feet, everybody. Rise your feet. In the name of Jesus. Rise your feet. In the name of Jesus. Rise your feet. In the name of Jesus. Radamayeketelamando. Your presence. I'm nothing without your presence. Your presence. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All that I have, all that I have within me, everything gives you praise. All that I adore is in you. One more time, everybody. Raise your voice. This is my desire. This is my desire.
This is my desire.
To honor you.
We
live our lives to honor you. Lord, we in all our hearts. I worship you.
I worship you.
All I have within me.
give you my soul. Your soul, you better give it to him, my brother, my sister. Every breath, every moment, Lord, have your word. Talk to him right now. Talk to him. You will run my life. Spirit of the living God. Talk to him. You will run my life, your word. You will run my life. No one else. Nothing else. Nothing else. Hey! You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh. You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh. You will run it. I leave it all for you. You will run my life, Yahweh. Come and run my life. Come and run my life. Spirit of God. Come and run my life. Yahweh. Give myself away.
to you. Yeah, I give myself away. Spirit of the living God, come and fill our lives, Yahweh. Please take over our lives, Spirit of the living God. Take over our lives, Yahweh.
At this point, men make decision for themselves. Women make decision for themselves. For those that are not saved, it's just a simple statement. Jesus, save me, forgive me. For someone that just needs to readjust, Father, thank you for mercy, help me. For someone that needs to have a new beginning, Lord, let this be a new beginning. For someone that needs a refreshing, a restart, a resetting, Father, I begin to realign and conform to your will over my life. I won't struggle with you. I allow you. I allow you. I allow you to take everything and have it the way you choose. And I want you to run the schedule, to run the affairs, the course of my destiny. The way you choose. No contention, no struggle with you. Have it absolutely. Have it totally. Jesus. Thank you, Father. We will not stop thanking you for giving us the right word every time. And this is just because you love us. We're so grateful for always teaching us. I'm so grateful. And your word will always come every time to give us a yet greater light. Because of the greater glory that lies ahead. We embrace your engrafted word today. Thank you, Father. Our lives shall never be void of Christ. We derive all our satisfaction and fulfillment in Him. A grateful Most High. Lift up those two hands and just wave it to Him. And give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Give Him honor. Master, we thank you. Most High, we bless you. In Jesus' name. Please, you may be seated. Let's honor God with our seat. Whatever we came to bless Him with today. The next few minutes also will give to us missions. Don't forget that. Lift up to Him, everybody. Father, thank you for the privilege to give to you. We love you and we bless you. Amen. Please bring out your notes, everybody. I want to show you some directions. While I was with God praying for you and for His church for the month of June and what He said. I'll be giving you details in the course of the month. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed assurance. On the 29th of this month, that was on Wednesday,
at 4:38 p.m. while praying. He gave me Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to verse 9, Message translation. I will not be able to run through it. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 9, Message. So please take note of it, please. We're people of direction, people of instruction. That's why it will always be not what I said, it's what he said. He said, focus on me this month. That's talking about the month of June. He said this on Wednesday 29th. He said, focus on me this month. He said, let questions ask, what can I do for you, Lord, be your voice. What can I do for you, Lord? He said, focus on him. Let him be your focus this month. What can I do for you, Lord? And the second question was, what do you want from me, Lord? What can I do for you, Lord? What do you want from me, Lord? I'm going to advise you to ensure that you watch this message again on any of your system so that you can align your life. The next scripture he gave was Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, Message translation again. You can place that one fast, please. Matthew 16, 25, Message translation. And he said, don't try to help yourself. I will help you this month. Please write it down. Please write it down. It's for your good. Don't try to help yourself. I will help you this month. 25, please. 25. 16, 25. Focus, please. Don't try to help yourself. I will help you this month. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way to finding yourself, your true self. Friends, I was not looking for scripture to back up anything. This is what he said. He called the version and he said, tell them, don't try to help yourself. I will help you this month. Then he said, take note of this. He said, a drowning man cannot help himself. Allow me to help you. No drowning man had ever helped himself. He's helped by someone else. A drowning man cannot help himself. He said, allow me to help you. This is God's word for you, his people. And I'm communicating as a messenger that I am. I beg you, leave it all out for him. He said, I should tell you that this month, give yourself to him. He said, because many things will come your way to shake you, to pull you, to push you, to down you. He said, but when you give yourself to him, when it comes, you won't know. He said, never doubt. I will surely fulfill all I've said. Something alarming was strong. He said, tell them that it is in separation and consecration that their glory lies this month. In separation and consecration. Separation and consecration that their glory lies this month. And this was interesting. He said, I'm going to be asking many things from you, his people. He said, they must give to me. So whatever I ask from you, give to me. He said, I'll be asking you for things to let go. I'll be asking for things to give to me. I'll be asking for things to look away from. He said, be ready to release all to me. This is his word. God never surprises people as well. Oh my God, you are confused. No. He will always, if you're attentive, if you're a follower of God, you will always know ahead what he has in store. Are you with me, people of God? He said, tell them to be, tell them in consecration and in separation, they will get all that I have for them. He said, you must be ready to give to me. You must be ready to lay down for me. You must be ready to release and let go when I ask of it. Now, this was amazing. On that Wednesday also, I had a strange encounter. And what was it? I saw a lady. It was just like that, a flash. I saw a lady who had an affliction that needed a very desperate attention. Now, in the process of the diagnosis, they said someone needed to donate. Now, I was not perfect enough, I'm still growing. Someone needed to donate, I think it's a kidney or something like that. So, as that was on, so there was so much confusion and concern that this lady needed to survive and someone needed to donate. Just like that, they got to know that she had a twin. Follow me. So our twin walked into it. It was like a film, just watching a film like this. Our twin walked into the scenario and they said, this, your sister, is having this challenge. We need someone to donate for her so that she can live. The twin said, I have the same challenge. But because I want her to live, I will give my own to her. Said, there will be no need for both of us to die. I will give myself, my own, to her for her to live. So, I saw that happen. And that one lived. And God said to me, for you, write this down please. He said, for you to enjoy life, there must be something given to the life you really want to experience. For you to enjoy life, there must be something given for the life, to the life you really want to experience. For you to enjoy life, there must be something given to the life you really want to experience. These are not my words, sir. I've not added my own to impress you. I began to hear sacrificial life, sacrificial life, sacrificial life. Then I heard Psalm 144, verse 10 to verse 15, NLT. I've not actually gone through it in detail. Do you understand? Maybe in the course of the week when I go through it, we can now see it together. Psalm 144, NLT, in detail. From verse 10 to verse 15, NLT, in detail. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the direction of God for everyone that chooses to follow Him. For everyone that's part of this movement, do it. Your hope is not in any man of God. Your hope is in Christ. I have nothing to offer you. If I can't offer you anything from the altar, everything is lie. Everything is deceit. I will speak the truth on His altar and deliver the word of God for you. You make your choice to live for it. Don't forget what is a commitment I've entered into. I won't be giving you personal counsel or advice again. This is the word of God. Live it out. Because that is how Jesus lived. And that is how the church of Christ was established. Are you with me, beloved? Make it real. Make your life count this month. But I'm too sure that this month you will see God. Amen. Let that amen be the strongest. Amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, this month my life will produce you. Give Jesus your big hand of praise. All right, before we take the communion, let's give to missions right now.
You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh.
I want to thank God for every given to the missions in the month of May. Awesome. God be with you and bless you. Especially those online. Never forget. God be with you. Thank you. Lift it up to Him, everyone. And bless Him. Thank Him for the privilege to give. Father, thank you again. This is a seed to remember my life is a sacrificial life. My life is an enriched and impactful life. I sow this upon many waters for the things that you would do in the life of people, in the life of ministries, in the life of communities, in the life of families. Thank you, Father. As you put smiles on people's faces, Lord, my life will be filled with your joy. We give you praise. Let's go ahead and honor Him. God be with you.
We're going to take the communion right now, and then we'll get set for influence. Thank you, Jesus. There's a prison we have been visiting for a while, and we need to do some things with them. I just needed to say this. Apart from many other things we want to do, we've done before, we're going to do more this week unfailingly. They have 3 babies there. 6 months, 3 months, and less than 2 years, something like that. They are babies. They are not eating well, so Pampers, baby food, if you choose. Is that okay? Bring it for us. Just go and give it to them. We thought legally, using Barrister Dyer and the legal team, we thought we could see whatever we can do to bring them out. The mother and the babies, is a sentence. So they have to leave it out. But Jesus said, when I was in the prison, you didn't visit me. He said, when? He said, as long as someone is there. And they're all saved, though. They're all saved. So I'm talking about, there are over 250 Suleja prison. We're going to attend to them in the course of this week. We'll finally get a lot of things for them, and then work on their sewage system. But this children is a concern. And you can imagine, probably one of those children will be so great in life, and they will say, how did you grow up? I grew up in the prison. And Jesus died for that child. We may not be able to change that present situation, but we can change the mind. We can change every other thing around. As our target this week, apart from many other things, we're going to get done this month to the glory of God. Let's rise to our feet, church, as we partake of the communion. Glory to God. The first 3 days of every month, we'll partake of the communion. Yesterday was the first. We took the communion. Today, we are taking it tomorrow, 6 p.m. What time tomorrow? Therefore, there's no service on Tuesday. Tell your neighbor there's no service on Tuesday. You gotta be here. Tell that neighbor you gotta be here. I didn't say you have to. Tell your neighbor you gotta be. Now you gotta be. Hold on. You better get it now. Say, tell that neighbor. You see, I'm warning you. You better change. Because very soon I will leave you here, and then you'll be watching me live. You'll be here. Say hi. Yes. Tell them a neighbor. You gotta be here tomorrow, Monday, the 3rd. The 3rd of this month, 6 p.m. is the time. Don't miss it. We have to. No, we gotta take the communion together again. The 3rd one. This month. Glory to God. Now hear this. Wait, let me go back to my normal self. Now hear this. Romans chapter 8 verse 11 was the scripture I showed you yesterday, and we'll show you again. Now the Bible said, but if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in the inside of you. He said that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal body. Now, the word that we're looking at, the Greek word there, is dwelleth. Enokio. We said it's from marriage to Seke or something like that. But now, look at what the Bible said. Now, the word dwell means to occupy, to reside. Do you understand? When you allow this life of Christ to reside, this spirit of Christ to reside in you. Now, look at the next one. It says, dwell, to be resident, to abide, to dwell in and be influenced for good. Beloved, I've said something before. You can have someone in your house, and the impact of that person in your house will not be felt. Because that actually shows that you just dump the person there, and there's no communication, there's no relationship. Are you with me? For instance, you can have a plumber in your house, and the plumber is in your house, and all your taps and all your drain system have challenges. And then you just decide that just stay in that room or don't touch anything. What happens? You keep having that problem until you engage that thing. That's what the Bible said. He said, hey, do allow the Spirit of Christ to dwell. Let it reside. Let it cohabit. Let it take its root in you. Let the Spirit of Christ rule you. He said, if it happens, he said, it will influence every other thing about your life for good. As you partake of that Spirit of Christ, his body and his blood, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, this morning, I decree, whatever is not in Christ disappears now. Therefore, by this communion in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak that every sickness and infirmity is over forever. Every debate of hell that had already been suggested in the inside of you is silenced right now. Your life will produce after the life of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. I will give you glory. Lord, this month is for the best for every one of us. In Jesus' precious name. So we take the communion, walk everyone to the various communion points, speaking in tongues.
You will run my life, yeah, yeah. Spirit of the living God, you will run my life, Yahweh. Speaking songs, everyone, speaking songs, including those carrying the communion. This is not a service walk. This is a fellowship. Speaking songs, everyone, even carrying the communion and everyone partaking of the communion. You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You run my life, Yahweh. You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh. Take over my life, Spirit of the living God. Take over my life, Yahweh. Come and build my life, Spirit of the living God. Come and build my life, Yahweh. You will do what you want in me, Spirit of the living God. You will have your way with me, Yahweh. You will lead me on, Spirit of the living God. Come and lead me on, Yahweh. You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.